Alaska is the number one state in the nation for per capita gun death rates. That's according to a study done by the Violence Policy Center, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit organization. KDLG's Daisha Eaton explains.
The study was based on data from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control. Kristen Rand is the legislative director for the Violence Policy Center, which conducted the study.
It shows that Alaska is number one in the nation for overall gun death, and that includes homicide, suicide, and unintentional gun death, with a rate of 20.64. That's a stunning rate. Any rate over 20. We haven't seen a rate that high in the 4 years that we've been doing that study. So Alaska clearly does have a gun violence problem.
The study says that more than 60% of households in Alaska own guns. The study says that states with higher gun ownership and weak gun laws lead the nation in gun deaths. The five states with the highest per capita gun death rates are Alaska at number one, followed by Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, and Wyoming. Each of these states had a per capita gun death rate far exceeding the national per capita gun death rate of 10.38 per 100,000. All five of those states have lax gun laws and higher gun ownership rates. By contrast, states with strong gun laws and low rates of gun ownership had far lower rates of firearm-related deaths. Ranking last in the study of gun death was Hawaii, followed by Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, and New Jersey. Rand says it's simple.
States that tolerate more guns just have higher rates of gun death. I mean, there's a direct correlation. Countries like the United Kingdom, which have been very aggressive in regulating firearms, they have extremely low rates of gun death, and they also have very low homicide rates compared to the United States. And we see that pattern repeat here, state by state.
The latest available data from 2008 shows that the total number of Americans killed by gunfire that year was 31,593. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.